whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and very pleased to be sitting with Charlotte from the store named Accessories by Charlotte. And we are celebrating our first day of summer. It's finally here. The cares and woes of the past several months are behind us. Well, maybe not completely, but at least it's summertime, and we'll be looking forward to new things. Welcome to the show, Charlotte.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Nice to have you with us. And we want to find out just not only about the store, Accessories by Charlotte, but a little bit about yourself. First off, where is the store located? What town and city?
The store is located in Wakefield, within Store 4, on the corner of Kingstown Road and Main Street.
Now, you say within Store 4. That's a little unusual. So what do you mean by that? It's actually, there's a sign on the door for one store, and you go in and find your store?
Yes. We're there. A department in a store. So a store in a store.
Excellent. Okay. So Accessories by Charlotte has been around for about how long now?
Well, we opened in November, mid-November, and we temporarily closed due to COVID in March. So we're new.
The newbies, well, an auspicious way to start. Now, how about yourself? Are you from this area?
I am. I'm a local Rhode Islander. I grew up in Cranston, the western section.
Hey, Cranston, okay.
Cranston. And I went to Bayview.
Oh.
And then I went to URI. And I've lived in Rhode Island from that point forward.
Now, if I remember correctly, I'm going back a few years because I'm much older than you. Was Bayview at one time located in downtown Providence, or am I at the wrong?
No. It was always when I, well, yeah. I don't think you're older than me, but it was always located in East Providence, Riverside area.
I'm trying to think of the name. Maybe it was a different Catholic girls' school in Providence. It was down near way Boston Street. But somebody now is yelling at the radio trying to tell me what it is. We can't hear them, though.
No call-ins.
All right. So you grew up in Rhode Island, went to school in Rhode Island, URI. So a lot of connections there, and ended up in living in the Wakefield area?
I'm living in the South Kingstown,
South
yes.
South Kingstown, mm-hmm. Okay. And Accessories by Charlotte, the first thing that I think a lot of people will think of, accessories to what? Are they personal accessories like hair accessories, or are they cooking accessories, or just exactly if you had to give a description of your store, you don't have to do it in two words. You can take as many as you want. Tell us a little bit about what's in the store.
Well, I'll start with Store 4. Store 4 is a lifestyle store. Lifestyle experience. So in Store 4, there's something that highlights any area of your life, be it cooking, entertaining, gifts, personal accessories. Accessories by Charlotte enhances that in that it's personal accessories. So it's jewelry, shoes, scarves, hair accessories, handbags, pajamas. Which have been very popular during COVID.
I'm sure they have. So what brought you to the decision last November, or obviously months before that, to prepare to open that kind of department?
Well, we thought it was a natural enhancement to the store because it enhances someone's fashion lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So your lifestyle isn't just about where you go, what you do. It's how you live, and how you live is personal. So it's your fashion, it's your beliefs, it's your home life, it's your work life.
Right.
And so this was a, we feel, is an enhancement to all that.
And was there a relationship with Store 4 before this happened, or?
Yes, okay. Yes. I've worked in Store 4.
Okay.
So from the very beginning, when Store 4 opened, I believe now maybe 14 years ago.
Wow.
So I've worked with them on and off and on the ground floor when they started.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something very dear to my heart because it's just, it's done so lovely and
right.
with such great taste and with such heart. So,
well, it's wonderful that you're able to take that those years of being there and then changing that over to the fact where you have an additional investment of your own within that to go after your ambition, so to speak, right?
So to speak.
All right. So let's a particular branding and so forth within the store. There are some stores that carry things that no one's ever heard of, and they try to educate the customers. And there are other stores that carry only famous brand names. Are you somewhere in the middle there, or are you?
No, I work with small artisans.
Okay.
So, for instance, I work with a Brazilian artisan who does hand-painted leather shoes, and I like working with her because she has a sustainability aspect to her business.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is made to order, so there's no huge inventory, so everything turns very quickly, and there's no excess or have to get rid of. So I like that. And I work with another artisan who, with bracelets, and part of the proceeds go back to the villages to educate the women who hand bead these bracelets. So I work with a lot of, I also work with a girl in Chicago who was a graduate from the Rhode Island School of Design, and she does beautiful gold jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very specific, small artisans, mm-hmm. very unique and creative.
I want to go back to the shoe thing because
as
a guy, I had a suit made and I thought that was a big deal. But it was, I don't know that I've ever heard of custom shoes before.
Yes. Well, they're not custom sized, but they're custom designed.
Right.
So you can, let's just say you have a particular motif that mm-hmm. you love. You can send a sketch. If you want to have them personalized with your name or initials, she can do that. I had some motifs that she had current in her portfolio, so I bought those certain motifs there. But within those, if someone said to me, "I need a size whatever," well, that particular size would be a custom.
Mm-hmm.
The things that she made for me, even though the motifs were part of her portfolio, they were all custom.
Original.
And
one of a kind.
One of a kind.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So someone could come in, and this is strictly women, am I presuming, or am I presuming wrong?
For the shoes, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So for a woman's shoe, she comes in, she says, "I'm a size 7,
mm-hmm.
and I've spent on boats and around the seashore, and I'd like something in a nautical theme." Is that the process? You then sit down and say, "Where do we go from here?"
Yes, I can show her motifs that she may like that are already within the portfolio, the artisan's portfolio, or we can talk about what she likes, specific seashells,
mm-hmm.
Fish, whatever, like octopus, very big this season.
Wow.
So maybe
calamari
she wants
calamari shoes.
Calamari shoes. So Rhode Island.
There you go. Hey. Shoes.
So yeah, pretty much anything. And that's what I like about working with the small artisans, in that I'm able to give them a platform, and I'm able to do more custom
right.
for people.
Now, in a custom business like you're talking about, you can't put a sign up that says, "Florsheim Shoes, $59. It's a matter of each person, and each project is going to be different, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there, again, I'm going to presume. I presumed women's shoes, but I'm also going to presume they're not going to sell for $10.
No. But that's the beauty. I mean, they're beautiful leather in and out. They're hand designed. I mean, that's the beauty of them. And for their price point, I mean, they're very well priced,
right,
for what they are.
Now, go ahead.
When I say that I work with smaller artisans, not every artisan is customable.
Okay.
All right.
Right.
So, but I do like to give smaller artisans that platform to showcase their work.
Right. Well, I'm just fascinated by the shoe thing because, you know, I'm probably a typical Rhode Island guy. I've got my topsiders that I have on right now, and before that, you know, if I'm normally have my my Florsheim shoes that I wear.
How did I know you were going to say that?
but do you find that? Do you have men come in and say, "Can I want to get something from my partner, my spouse? You know, I want to surprise her with something," or is it pretty much going to be done by the person that's going to wear them?
No, actually, I do have a lot of men that come in to buy for their partner or spouse, mm-hmm, whoever. Sometimes for someone in their office, just as a thank you, or. I had a young gentleman come in at holiday time, and he wanted something for his mother. Hmm. And I watched him, and I asked if I could help him, and he wanted to look around first. And I watched him, and he looked at the things so in this way that I could tell he was envisioning them for his mother. And he picked out this beautiful pair of earrings. They were actually my favorite of that whole season. He picked them out for his mother, and he wanted those. And so when he gave them to me to wrap, I said, you know, there's a little story that goes with these earrings. And so I told him about the story, because it's a designer out of London, but the earrings are made in India. And the part of the proceeds of the earrings go, or the line goes back to the women who create these masterpieces for education, for, mm-hmm, better home living, health care, things like that. And it happened that there was a little promotional piece that went with them. Well, that just sent him over the moon. You know, the earrings were beautiful, but it was the story behind it.
Well, that's so important. I mean, people, you know, particularly when they're buying some products that are not from a big box store, for lack of a better term, they're often thinking about, this is something that's going to last for a long, long time, perhaps be given down, you know, inherited, mm-hmm, given down the line, and thinking of something that he could give his mother that she could pass down and so forth and be around for later generations. So that's very cool.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's lots of stories, because every customer must have their own little unique thing that they're planning on doing. So we talked briefly about the earrings. We want to talk some more about other products in the store. And it seems like we're just getting started, and we're halfway through. But we'll be back in just a minute with more stories from Accessories by Charlotte. Accessories by Charlotte is the subject of today's Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Charlotte, and we're talking about some of the products that are in her store, how it all started, where it is. It's in beautiful downtown Wakefield. And once again, the address is within Store 4.
Yes, at the corner of Kingstown Road and Main Street in Wakefield.
Kingstown Road and Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a phone number people can call if they have a question for you?
Yes, 401-662-7868.
Excellent. So do it the old-fashioned way. Pick up the phone and talk to Charlotte if you have any questions. We talked about personalized shoes in the first segment. Was one of the main focuses. A lot of interesting and unique products. I know when we first started talking, you mentioned the fact that you have pajamas and shoes and jewelry and handbags and things like that, scarves. The pajamas kind of tie into a line of a little bit more personal kind of accessories, if you will. So, again, do you find people buying for themselves or are a lot of mostly gifts?
Well, currently pajamas are the biggest hit. And I think that has to do with people being home more. Mm-hmm. So they are more loungy than sleepy. And they're 100% cotton, so they're very comfortable. And the motifs are really fun. Like I have some with little cocktail glasses on them, some with girls on Vespas. I have lighthouse sailboats. So they're fun. And I think that because of the motifs, people feel like they're kind of going away. Like the Vespas might remind someone that, oh, I was in Italy last year.
Or wherever.
Yeah. So it's kind of like if you're traveling in place and your staycation is your destination, this is kind of a great way to, something to buy to be there.
Now, that kind of leads us into personal care. You have some other products there, and some of your background is in the personal care, if you will, right?
It is. I was in the spa industry for a number of years, and in that industry, that was really interesting in that I also got to experience different product lines, some big, some more niche. But there was this one product line that was a niche product line, and it was sleep products. And aromatherapy kind of sleep products. And they were exceptional. And when I did Accessories by Charlotte and I was figuring out what products I wanted to have, and I thought, you know, pajamas are kind of a natural, and that pajamas also tie into Store 4. I thought I have to have that sleep aromatherapy product because people don't sleep. I mean, sleep is a big issue for a lot of people.
Right.
And so I do have that. And I have sleep masks. So especially people that travel, you know, sometimes traveling on a plane or in a new hotel room, you know, in a different, out of your bed in a new sleep situation. So I thought it was an accessory to an accessory.
So you have sleep masks. Different from the COVID masks.
Yes. Sleep.
sleep eye
mask, but I also have COVID masks. Tie-dyed COVID masks.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Tie-dyed COVID masks with gloves to match.
Wow.
Yeah, because if you're, now that things are opening up a little more, if you're out, I know someone said to me, you know, it really bothers me when I'm in an elevator and I have to touch the buttons.
Right.
And so I said, well, you know, if you had gloves, you wouldn't feel that way. So, and I like ensembles. So you have a mask and gloves to match.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
And the store is, I don't think we covered this at the beginning. The store is open certain hours?
The store will reopen on the weekend of the 4th of July.
Oh, okay.
So we'll be kicking it off then. But anyone can call for an appointment, and I'm happy to meet them there now.
So if somebody wanted the masks and the gloves.
Yes, they can just call.
Just call that number. Mm-hmm.
I also have an online presence.
Okay.
So it's www.accessoriesbycharlotte.com.
That's pretty easy to remember.
Yeah.
Accessories by Charlotte for Accessories by Charlotte.
Exactly. So you can go online. You can also buy gift certificates. And the shoes are online as well.
Oh, well, that's excellent. So go to Accessories by Charlotte to see the shoes that we talked about or some of the samples or examples of the shoes. And so can they actually order online?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. So it has a shopping cart. You order, it gets shipped to you.
right.
You can pick it up in the store if you like, okay. But
I think that would be half the fun because people are going to want to come in to meet you.
Yeah.
Right, so that's got to be half the fun and find out about other things. We talked about the pajamas being a hit right now. I'm sure as the summer goes on, there'll be other things. The scarves sometimes lead to wraps and so forth for the summer.
Well, I have beautiful scarves that can be worn as pareos over bathing suits,
there you go.
Or you can just wear them however you want, like either as a shawl or around your neck,
mm-hmm.
multi-purpose. But I also have some handbags that are some straw handbags from Italy that are hand-woven, and there's jewelry that coincides with the handbags, and there's a very unique process in that they make the jewelry in that they use an old technique called tatting, which is kind of like crocheting.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember my great-grandmother used to do it. So they do tatting and they make these beautiful earrings.
Hmm.
So on the end there may be like a piece of coral something, but it ties back to the handbags. And I was working with the artisan on the handbags, and I said, do you know someone that does straw hats? Because I was thinking I would like to get straw hats for the bags. And Pedro, the weaver, wove a straw hat to match the bags. So now we have custom hats for the bags.
So you have complete accessories.
Complete ensemble.
Ensemble, as you mentioned before, you like ensembles, and there you go. Now, I just want to make sure I get that term right. Tatting?
Tatting.
T-A-T.
T-A-T.
Okay. And I don't think I've ever heard of that before. But
well, it's...
You mentioned your grandmother.
My great-grandmother.
Great-grandmother.
Great-grandmother. And as I can remember, it was like crocheting on a very fine hook with very narrow...
Yeah.
Narrow product.
Hmm. Well, that's the same... All the things you can learn by listening to Company Break. There you go. Accessories by Charlotte has lots of interesting things. And we talked about the personal products and the PJs and so forth. And it seems like, and I don't want to, again, I presumed a couple things earlier when I said the shoes were mostly for women. Do you have any products that men might want to stop in and purchase, or should they just go there for gifts?
No, actually, I have cashmere slippers for men.
Really?
And I also have cashmere sleep masks for men.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So yeah. they can stop in and help themselves too.
Yeah,
they don't have to just be giving.
No, and the sleep products men can use. So.
Now, if someone is interested in some of the stuff that you've talked about as personalized, let's go back to the shoes, for example. And they have something that they want to get for a gift. Obviously, a lot of lead time is necessary. Are we talking a month? Are we talking 6 months?
We're talking 8 to 10 weeks.
Eight to ten weeks.
Okay. Typically, it's sooner than that,
mm-hmm.
but they like to say 8 to 10 weeks.
So a couple months. So
mm-hmm.
they're not. They shouldn't go in there for next week's birthday.
No, but we'll have something as a substitute.
Right. And if they are interested in ordering some of those personalized items, doing it this summer after you open on the 4th of July would probably be a good time to get it all ready for Christmas. Do your Christmas shopping early and get all that stuff ordered.
We have people that do Christmas shop early, which is nice.
Yeah. It's one of those things where you can't be too early because you'll get it and they'll have it in time that way.
No, but I think this summer people are going to be really focused on summer because they've spent so much time at home. They don't even want to think about Christmas.
Give me the summer.
So give me the summer. I just want to be out.
Right, and we certainly have lots of products that will go along that way. So the store itself within Store 4, is the name Store 4, is that relevant to the fact that you have a department? Is there three other departments?
Well, actually, in the plaza, it started off with Wakefield Liquors was the first store.
Okay.
And then Wakefield Liquors opened up in the next bay, and they expanded their wine selection. So that became the second part.
I see.
And then they expanded into the third bay. they expanded their wine some more. So that was the third bay. And then store four became the fourth. So it's store four. It's
so
progression.
It doesn't have anything to do with the product, more about the building.
No, the story of the building.
And that's about how old, how long has store four been there, roughly?
Store four has been there 14 years, and Wakefield Liquors, I'm not sure how long they've been there. It's a retro building. It's really, it's beautiful.
Okay. Now, once again, you get inside store four. Is there a sign out front that says Accessories by Charlotte? Or
on the door.
On the door, okay. So don't be looking for a big neon sign as they drive down Main Street.
No, don't be looking for it. Look for store four.
Store four, and then inside is Accessories by Charlotte. And I think we've covered pretty much a lot of stuff. I just want to make sure we didn't miss something that you might want to mention as we get towards the end here to wrap up. You have, as we mentioned, handbags, and you told us a story about some of those. Do you have all kind of price points on handbags, or just
I do. This season, I do have all price points. I have a line of vegan bags, which I really like, and they are very well priced. So they're like little mini bags, which are very, they call them micro bags, which are very in fashion, up to tote bags. And that's a really nicely priced line. And it's vegan, so it's nice. It's sustainable, and they're beautiful.
So obviously we're talking about no leather.
No leather, but they look like leather.
And is it a secret? What are they made out of? Or is it a
company secret? Not my company.
Okay, all right.
And then I have another line of bags, more expensive. They're from Brazil, and they are made out of upcycled and recycled fabrics. So, and I'm thinking of this one bag. They're all hand woven, and they're hand woven. This one bag is hand woven with upcycled denim. So, and you can see it, and it's beautiful. And then there's another one that uses upcycled suede and leather, and you can see that in the bag. And those are extremely beautiful, but those also are sustainable. I guess I have a sustainable thing going on this season.
There you go. Well, it sounds like a very, very interesting place to go with a lot of unique product. So I encourage you all out there to go online to Accessories by Charlotte, check it out. And if you want to pick up something between now and the 4th of July, you can do so by calling the phone number once again, which is
401-662-7868.
All right. And Charlotte will have operators standing by.
Operator.
Call before midnight tonight and get your salad master. No. But Charlotte, I want to thank you for coming in, talking to our WCRI audience about Accessories by Charlotte. And I hope your summer is very, very different than our spring has been. And everybody gets back to a little bit of fun and enjoyment and enjoying your store.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to come in today.
Okay. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's presentation of Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, hoping you have a great weekend.